Wednesday night, Chav Aleph Shvat, Chav Beis Shvat actually. Well, Thursday is Chav Beis. Okay, so someone asked me if the tea in the machine is parav. Since we have in the machine, we have hot shoko and milk and stuff coming out. Maybe it's Yad Soledes, I don't know. Some people feel it's not Yad Soledes, but let's assume for a moment it's Yad Soledes, at least for the first 10 seconds after it comes out. So what about the tea? So Rabbi Chil Spira put me in touch by email with the fellow that is the Rav HaMachshir, was in Ben Gurion Airport, I think, from the vending machines there, or maybe Shari Tzedek Hospital, I forgot which. So he said that his machines have two different spouts. So there's no problem. Then I had a bris this morning of my grandchild, and Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz was there. So my son davens by him on Shabbos. So I asked him, let's say it would be one spout. I said, it would be okay. Either it's not by not, I mean, it's right. If it's just the bli of the milchiks, and then you have hot tea, that's parav with the blia, so that you can eat within 6 hours after meat. You don't have to wait. That's okay to eat right after meat. And also, and even if there's a residue, so chayru, it'll always be bottle b'shishim. I mean, how much of a residue of milk would be in the spout, and the chayru have a whole cup, it's certainly 60 times whatever residue is left. So you agreed with that. But then we found out that we also have different spouts. So there's no problem. It's monotar. You can drink it with a piece of meat together. Okay.